So this starts about 7 years ago, and I have twins, and they were at the age where we decided we should get a puppy. So we go online, and we are super PC, we do the rescue, and we find this puppy that we really like, and so we drive down to Rockville, and in the snow, and we're at the adoption, and the puppy comes out, and they're like, this is the puppy for the Quins. And across from us, there's this family with two daughters, and they just look completely distressed, and they look super upset, and they're like, no, that's our puppy, that's our puppy. And we're like, we don't really care, like, as long as we get a puppy. So if you really want this puppy, you can have this puppy. We'll just take the next puppy that comes out. So another puppy comes out, which is the sister of that puppy, and we take this puppy. And the mum comes up to me afterwards. She said, oh, thank you so much. That was really kind of you. We should keep in touch. And, you know, the sisters can keep in touch. I'm like, okay, that's good. So it took about 6 months to get the puppies together. But they did actually definitely recognize each other, and they had a play date. And really not, we would not normally hang out with people like this, but we thought, this is cool. And so she contacts me, and she said, you know, we should have a birthday party. I'm like, okay. I don't know if this is a thing that's done, but cool. So they invite us out, and they happen to live just outside of Baltimore, and they have a big garden and everything. So we take our dog out, and great birthday party. There's like a banner, and they have birthday cakes for the dogs with candles in them, and they put little hats on them and bandanas, and we sing happy birthday, and there's lots of gifts, and I'm like, this is kind of fun. The kids are into it. My husband's kind of like, it's a dog, but okay, everyone's into it. So we do the birthday party the following year. We don't see a lot of them. We don't run in the same circles, but the following year, another big birthday party. Then the next year, kind of disaster strikes. So this is the sad part. So about 8 days before their birthday, the other dog is running with her owner, and she gets lost and out in the county, and they can't find her. So they call us, and they're like, could you bring your dog out and see if she can, like, sniff her out? So we're like, okay. So I go out there. Can't sniff her out. She's, like, in the wilderness. So they're like, okay, well, we've put out these, like, food areas. And so there was these big wooden boards with flour all over them, and they'd put food on them at night, and then they'd come and check on them in the morning. And I went out every day with my dog before work to try and sniff out. We're, like, 3 or 4 days in, and they're getting really worried. It's getting kind of cold. And so they get this hound dog, who's like a sniffy dog for, like, to find dead people and stuff. And so they pay for this dog to come and sniff around to see if it can find traces of the dog. And they're like, oh no, the dog's definitely here. Just don't know where it is. So they're doing the food thing. I'm going out in the mornings, and they've got the hound dog twice. They get a medium, and the medium's like, totally feel the dog. The dog is here. Can't find the dog. So we're at like day eight. It's their birthday. So I'm like, oh my God, I better go out with my dog again. So I go out, and we're walking around. And I park in this, like, there's a derelict house. And we get out, actually. And as soon as I get out, my dog runs into this old shed and comes out with her sister. And they're like jumping around. It's really wonderful. And I call them, and I'm like, hey, happy birthday. Guess who I've got? And she's like, oh my God, really? Like, they're so upset. They're like, they can't believe it. They're like, we're on the way to the FBI. Like, they were heading down. I'm not quite sure what they were going to do. But anyway, they were like, is it true? Can we turn back? I'm like, yes, you can come back. So anyway, that was like the party of all parties. Like, our dog gets like a certificate and a medal and a big bed, like a big pet bed. It's great. My kids are like, what is going on? So anyway, a couple of years later, we move. And before we were living in like downtown, so we didn't have a big garden. And we move out to Mount Washington and we say, can we host the party? Because we've never get to host a party. My husband's like, okay. So my kids make a banner and we have the cake and we do all this stuff and they bring really nice dessert and the dogs have had their presents and everyone's happy. And we're sitting having dessert and the dad, who's so super sweet, he's like, oh, Julian, I was thinking of you a few days ago. I was driving in Bolton Hill and one of my favorite statues is gone and it really made me sad. I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. What was the statue of? Ooh. And he said, oh, it was really beautiful. It was an angel holding a Confederate soldier. And it made me really sad that they took it down. My husband, who is not backwards, coming forwards and has very strong opinions that I am totally behind, he was like, oh, well, actually, there's probably a very good reason that that came down. How would you feel if you were living, if you're in your neighborhood, there was a statue to someone who committed atrocities to your people? And that's when the mom spoke up and she was like, oh, those people, they don't know. They wouldn't even realize what the statue's about. So then my husband's like, oh, those people? Those people? And at that point, the husband is like, got his head in his hands, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I brought this up. I'm so sorry. And so she's like, yeah, those people. And then it just, oh my God, then it just gets crazy. She gets up. She's like, I pray every day that the president makes America great again, and goes over to my husband and like stands over him and is like, I pray for you. And he's like, oh, that's it. That's it. And so she's like, she calls the name of the dog. Skippy, Skippy, we're leaving. Skippy, we're going. I was like, oh my God. First of all, why didn't she take her husband? But anyway, so they head out. I'm like, I follow her. I'm like trying to like, I don't know. The husband gets up really super apologetic. They leave. The next day, we get a really nice apology from the husband and a pie, a very nice pie. And my husband's kind of like, you know, I'm done. Like, I'm done. And it's coming up. So like, we don't hear anything from them really for the year, and it's coming up to their birthday, and I'm like, I wonder what's going to happen about their birthday. So I get a text from the husband, and he's like, hey, just wondering if you want to come out for the birthday party this year, you know, and I'm thinking, well, I kind of do, because I feel like, I don't know, today, it's so everything is so divisive, and everyone is so polarized. I was like, okay, we need to be the bigger people, and we're going to go to the birthday party. So we did, but my husband did not, which I totally respect. But I'm hoping he's going to go next year. But anyway, it just made me realize, you know, you can't pick your families, so. Even if it's a dog one.